2 weeks ago, the Bemidji State Beavers suffered a difficult three-point loss at home to Minnesota State, on homecoming, no less. Despite chances to pull ahead, BSU just could not find a way against a good Mavericks team. Head coach Brent Bolte talks about the back-and-forth game.
I think he just had two teams that were scrappy, very physical game, and it ended up probably being a little uglier at times than either head coach or any of the staffs really wanted, but that happens at times. I thought both teams did a pretty good job of bouncing back where momentum had switched to the other team and kind of the ebbs and flows of the game. So there's a roller coaster up and down, and just felt like, when we got the ball back at the end of the game, especially after Sage had that big throw, I felt like we had a great opportunity to, get ourselves a W and get in the lake, and unfortunately just came up a little bit short.
This week gives the Beavers a chance to get back on the winning side of things and breathe new life into the season. After that Mankato game, BSU had a rare bye week during the season, a brief hibernation to allow rest, recuperation, and renewed focus on the season and today's opponent, Wayne State. Senior defensive back Jarrett Klein summed it up this way.
We kind of use this off week to come together, watch some film together, and kind of just get an overall scheme for what Wayne State's going to run, and then as well as get the young guys some reps that they may not normally get during the year. So it was kind of good for everybody to just lock in and do their thing.
But now the hibernation is over and BSU is awake and feeling alive. I'm feeling alive again. Don't you know I'm feeling alive? The Beavers visit a Wildcat team that Coach Bolte feels is talented enough to be in the top 25 and will be a tough test for BSU.
They're really, really just physical, well-taught team on the defensive side of the ball. I think they make you earn everything up and down the field, which is what the defense is supposed to do. Very, very explosive offense. They got a great quarterback in Bone. They got two really good running backs that are younger guys, but the Forgy and Boyd kid both have breakaway speed. You see them hitting 60, 70, 80 yarders. So I'm really surprised they're not ranked in the top 25, to be honest with you. I think they're well deserving of that, and coming off a playoff berth last year. But they are as good as advertised and are playing really good football right now.
Break time is over. Time to come alive again and get headed back in the right direction. It's Bemidji State versus Wayne State, Beavers versus Wildcats, and it's next on the Beaver Radio Network.